since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1255. This is your host, Danny, and joining me for this special episode of GTR. By the way, we released three episodes this week. Just want to say that real quick. Our special guest here, my beautiful wife, Rihanna Manuel Pena from What's Good Games.
Hello.
What's up?
A lot is up. There is a game we're going to talk about today that I have been burning to discuss with you since we played it. Alongside Andrew Renee, also from What's Good Games.
Yeah, shout out to Andrew. And also Paris, us four, we were playing online together, the game that we're going to talk about here in a few minutes. And that's X Defiant. This is a free-to-play game that's coming from Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Ubisoft San Francisco, I believe, the ones that are working on. Actually, they were also online because I noticed their names, the name tag. Every time we play like a match, and it was really cool. We had content creators, journalists, everybody was playing it for a couple hours.
Yeah, we saw some friends in the lobbies, even got a couple kills on
that. Yeah, that was cool. We got some capture footage, which you can also check it out right now. Once you hear this, go to my Twitter account, Godfrey, and there's a clip there. It's like a 7 minutes long of one of the modes that we got to play too. So it was a lot of fun. So much fun. So we're going to talk about X Defiant, our hands-on impressions, and also later in this episode, we're going to play an interview that Paris recorded with the dev team about the game. So let's start with this. So the build that we got to play has five factions, mm-hmm. and that's DeathSec. That's from Watch Dogs.
From Watch Dogs. Wasn't immediately available, which we should talk about.
I picked it up. For me.
You are the only person when we played together mm-hmm. in our group, in our party, that had unlocked it. I think it's because you were just slaying and
maybe I was kicking
butt.
You were
earning so many points that you unlocked it before everybody else.
I only used it once because I'm going to talk about my favorite faction in a few minutes. But yeah, it was cool.
But it's not immediately unlocked, just to be clear.
Yeah. There's another one, Libertad, and that's from Far Cry.
That was my favorite, the healing class.
Uh-huh. Phantoms, I believe.
From Ghosts.
Ghost Recon. Mm-hmm. Yep. What's this one?
Echelon.
What's Echelon?
From Splinter Cell, right?
Splinter in the Cell.
Yeah, they were the. Mm-hmm. They were the. Oh, I'm trying to remember their kit. I think they had a shield. Is that the class?
Has anybody? Yeah, I've seen some shields in the game too. Yeah. So yeah, I think that is a shield. Mm-hmm. And also my favorite.
Yeah.
Cleaners from The Division.
The cleaners and fire boys.
Yo, I was using the cleaners nonstop. Which one of these five factions were the ones that you were using the most?
I definitely gravitated towards Libertad. That's because from Far Cry, as you said, that's because I tend to default to a healing class when I'm playing something new and I know I'm going to get wrecked and I'm going to need a lot of revives or mm-hmm. additional health bar.
Yeah.
And I played it for most of it. I think a couple of times I tried, it was either Phantom or Echelon. I can't remember which one, but mm-hmm. it was a class that has the ability to scan and highlight enemies on the map, because once again, this is a new game. It's our first time playing it. Mm-hmm. I don't know where people tend to go, and it helps to have that intel of where enemies will be. And to take a step back on each of these factions that you can choose from to play as, mm-hmm. you can switch on the fly as you respawn in the game. So you're not locked into one for the entire match, which is really great. So you do have the ability to test and learn. And also, each one has, very similar to other games, a primary ability mm-hmm. that you can use pretty rapidly. So this is going to be like your left bumper if you're playing controller. Mm-hmm. Ability that recharges every minute or so, which will be a little bit more robust. And then a third ability, which is like an ultimate or a special, which you can use, but maybe only like two or three times in a match. Mm-hmm. So I know for your abilities, yours actually refreshed much faster.
Yes.
Another classes.
Yeah, so the one that I had for my ultimate was a drone, but it's all fire drone. Mm-hmm. And
it was like your attack.
That's my attack special. Mm-hmm. My ultimate is like a gun flamer.
A flamethrower.
And that one will completely kill people
instant kill.
So
yeah, it was pretty frustrating to fight against.
Because we were playing we're playing a couple modes, zone control. There was a couple other ones that we were using. So especially during zone control, when I see a lot of enemies in that area, let's say they're in like A. I go to A.
Point A, B, and C.
Point A, B, and C, yeah. So I go to A, and when I see them there, I use that. Unless I notice if there's more people coming, then I don't use it because you have to be really on point just in case, man. But
yeah,
we're going to talk about also the...
the game modes.
Yeah, game modes and everything that... The actual build. So there's 14 maps. We have all weapons unlocked.
Oh, and the maps varied from all the different games. And there were some new locations, which was really cool.
Yeah.
Because if you've played a few of these games, like if you played, you know, the most recent Watch Dogs, then you'll recognize the Noodle Campus. That's one of the maps that I think you pulled your gameplay capture from when we were playing the zone control mode.
There's one of... I have another footage that we were playing, and this takes place in Washington, D.C., and there's like planes. That one is from the Division 2.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's also from the Division 1 map, which is Times Square in the city, New York. Right. I think we play that too.
That's at the Ground Zero.
Yeah, and you'll see all the levels from like Far Cry everywhere. So it's actually... Like
UB's greatest hits of maps. It's really cool.
It's really, really cool. Brought back a lot of memories playing. So it's 14 maps. All weapons will unlock. Now, the only thing I have to talk about the weapons.
Yeah.
So there is the attachments where those are the ones that were unlocking super quickly. I feel like the other ones that took a little bit longer, and it's more of like the cosmetic side, was from the battle pass. That took a little bit longer compared to the attachments to unlock. And I know we were having that discussion during our gameplay, right?
Yeah, and I think it was a little different for myself and also for Andrea because I don't think Paris had any specific opinion on the weapons as we were playing. But but as we were all going through our matches, you were just doing better than us because, you know, you've played these games probably a little bit more often than we have. And we weren't unlocking the weapon attachments as quickly as you were. So I was primarily, you know, we started off, I was going to use the basic assault rifle that they had, was M4 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me so long to unlock a barrel and then a scope, and I was like getting really frustrated because the gun without any attachments is not super accurate or easy to use. So I switched to an SMG, started doing a lot better, switched to an LMG, did even better, and then started unlocking those. And so I do think that there is some balance tweaking that could be done on some of the weapon attachments, or maybe you play easier matchups and like skill-based lobbies or some introductory lobbies in order to get some of that weapon attachment experience built up so that by the time you go into a really competitive match, you have a few weapon attachments for each weapon class and you feel a little bit more capable. But that was like my only real criticism of the whole time we played, is that I was frustrated by how slow the weapon progression was.
Yeah, I mean, it took a while for us to get used to, but once I started unlocking attachments, because I was usually using the MLG, I tried to use other weapons and I was okay with it, but the MLG was the one that was
LMG.
That was the one that was helping me the most.
It was the most stable off the bat for sure.
Yeah. So let's talk about also the modes.
Yeah. Can I talk about my favorite mode?
Yes, go for it. Can I know which one it is? That's my favorite mode too.
It was Hotshot.
Hotshot. That was a good one.
So Hotshot, if you've played any games I'm sorry, I don't mean to make so many comparisons to other games, but there is a lot of, you know, really great stuff that they're pulling from here. If you've played Kill Confirmed, where after you down an enemy, you can grab a tag off of their respawn point, and that gives you extra points on your team. And, you know, as you collect momentum, like, you'll start earning faster. But the cool twist in Hotshot is that once you collect a tag, you also start moving faster, and everybody can see you on the map on the enemy team. And as you collect more and more tags, you get faster and faster.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, you're like, I'm fucking Sonic in here. Like, just speeding around this tiny little arena. It was a smaller map than the other ones for sure in Hotshot. And you're like, oh, teammate is a Hotshot, allied Hotshot. Oh, enemy team is the new Hotshot. And like, you're just hearing these updates, and it's very chaotic and so much fun. And it's a shotgun SMG heaven. And it's really a fun way to just kind of like blow off some steam if you're not really focused on, you know, super tight strategy. It's definitely not the time to pick a recon class. You're run and gun. Like, it is a really, really good time. I very much enjoyed it. And those chaotic modes, like, you know, where everybody has their supers the whole time, can be overwhelming. But this one was really well balanced.
Yeah. And one thing you forgot too, if you're Hotshot and somebody kills you, you drop more points.
Right. Yes. It's weighted.
Yeah. So if you're just like a regular player in the game, you drop one. But if you're hot shot, I believe you drop four or three. Or
it may be like however multiple. Many people you collected.
Yeah, it's multiple. Plus the golden coin, mm-hmm. which that's the one that's going to help you.
Max speed
and everything. Yeah, so.
So much fun. Mm-hmm.
So we also play that. Occupy.
Yeah.
Escort. Domination. Mm-hmm. Zone control. Now, Escort, that's the one, it's like similar to... I'm trying to remember the game.
It's a lot like Overwatch.
Yeah. Which you go from one area and you have to take like a...
Yeah, there's like a slow rolling ordnance that you're guarding and the enemy team is trying to keep you from pushing it through to their base.
Yeah, and there's like three or four spots.
Yeah,
like
a couple of checkpoints.
Yeah, it's similar, exactly like Overwatch. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot of fun. Hotshot is again my favorite. Zone control was actually pretty fun.
It was really well done.
Yeah,
and again, that's where we played the most maps that we recognized, mm-hmm. and I think that was really fun. Again, like you said, having that nostalgia and remembering, oh, I spent so many hours in this game, and I know mm-hmm. this map or this lobby or this street, and it feels instantly familiar, but it's still fresh and new.
Yeah, I also have to say that I really enjoyed the build. Like I. It reminded me of multiple games that we play, like Apex and Call of Duty, a little bit of Halo, Overwatch. But it was a lot of fun playing it. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what type of content they're going to be adding after the first season, because I know that was their focus. And one thing we have to mention is that this is not a pay-to-win. They were pushing that big time, mentioning that multiple times during the presentation. Like, no, this is not a pay-to-win game. So that's really, really good. Mm-hmm. This is more, again, like other games, cosmetics that you unlock.
And definitely see those cosmetics. Like, if y'all listening to this episode want to go check out Danny's Twitter, like you said, at Godfrey for his video, you can see anytime that you kill an enemy or an enemy kills you, you see their entire build mm-hmm. on your bottom like third of your screen, and they give you a little sassy salute like gotcha.
Yeah.
And if you're sporting like a really fly outfit in that little freeze frame moment, you could definitely like rub it into someone's face how cool your stuff is.
Yeah, and another thing that I'm trying to remember too. Oh, so another thing that I like about this game, I haven't seen this in other games. There's also emojis that you could select, and you could send that to the whole group that's actually playing with you. So every time I get killed, I show my angry emoji. You know, typically my favorite emoji. So I was doing that a lot. I don't know about you, but
I didn't even notice that.
I was doing that all the time. Like one of our friends, Stella from IGN, she was actually
shout out to Stella.
She was playing with us, and she was in the opposite team. So I was just sending her angry emojis all the time. So that was fun. That was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Anything else from the game that you feel like it's important to bring up?
Yeah, I think it's really important to let people know like this game moves fast, but it feels doable. It's not like the impossible speed of like I can't keep up with people. Mm-hmm. Like if you're jumping in for the first time, it helps to go in with friends, but you can absolutely do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. We didn't see any elaborate ping system, but the announcer on the game and then also some of the natural enemy call outs from your teammate characters will help guide you of where you need to go. They'll say like enemy on the left or someone's at A, and they'll say that in game for you. Mm-hmm. So it's easy enough to keep up with what's going on in the game, whether you're hearing it or if you have on-screen text. Mm-hmm. I would say give it a shot. Like it's a lot of fun, way more fun than I expected it to be. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have low expectations. I had none, but I'm already like fiending to get back into it. Like this is a shooter that I think I could play every day.
And also, this is not like Hyperscape. Hyperscape was a game that we didn't like at all from Ubisoft. I was like, I played for like maybe a couple minutes. I'm like, this is not my thing.
It was the skill ceiling was very high for me.
Yeah.
It completely lost me.
But this one, I think they got the formula right. I think we're going to see a lot of people talking about this. And I can even see this into an esports type thing for Ubisoft, where
for sure.
I know they've done that with Rainbow Six, but they could definitely do it with this one for sure.
Oh yeah, I'm glad you brought up Rainbow Six, because I know there will be comparisons since you have the operators in that game. Mm-hmm. These move much faster.
Yeah,
they're not like big hulking lumbering like characters. You're not meant to like crouch behind things or sneak around. Like you're go, even if you're one of the more spy collecting info recon classes, you definitely want to move quickly. Because the enemy team will, for sure. So just call out, like, do not play this like Rainbow Six.
And this is not a battle royale, which I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
I want something different. The closest I could compare this to is Call of Duty, like the fast speed.
6v6.
6v6. Respawn. Yeah, that type of thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it feels really, really good. The gunplay is solid.
Yeah, I've been thinking about the game nonstop for days. Same. I'm like, man, I can't wait. Like, I'm going to go in, play this all the time.
I want to learn the maps, figure out what mode I'm best at.
It took us I have to be real. It took us a while to figure it out because we were, I don't know, something was going on with us. We were playing terribly for like the first round or so. Mm-hmm. Oh, like the third round.
It's once we all found our favorite gun.
And our favorite faction. Yeah. I think we were still trying to figure out. For me, I think cleaners, for you, you were switching here and then you found yours, right?
Yeah.
But my question is, which faction do you think is going to be the popular one from everybody?
Cleaners.
Cleaners?
100%. Everybody's going to want that flamethrower. As soon as they get killed by it once, they're going to be like, oh, I need to do that to everybody. Mm-hmm. And it comes up pretty quickly again, like the refresh rate on the abilities. Again, these might change in the future. It is a live, game.
Yeah,
so.
Sure.
But off the rip, people are going to want to burn everything down.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Play it. It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It is fun.
Fill these lobbies so we can play with y'all.
Yeah, and promote what's good and your Twitter so people want to follow you and maybe want to hear more from you about the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll definitely be talking about this in the future on What's Good Games. So that's What's Good Games on any podcast services or at What's Good Games on Twitter. You can find me at Rihanna Tweets Now. That's R-I-A-N-A Tweets Now. And best believe I will be talking about this game on Twitter, on the show, anywhere that I can, because it's a ton of fun and I can't wait to get back into it.
Yeah, I know we're going to have more updates about the game because, again, we were just playing the custom playlist because there was a lot of things where it wasn't ready to play. So I just want to mention, I just read this right now very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And there will be updates as the game goes on.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And also, this is for PC and Xbox and PlayStation. Mm-hmm. So cross-play. We only play the PC version. So we hadn't played the console version yet. So hopefully we'll try that out in the future. So yeah, and we played it through Ubisoft Connect.
Felt great.
Felt great. Felt great. All right. So we're going to play this interview now with Paris, and we'll be right back after this.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, this is Paris. I'm here with a couple gentlemen to talk about a first-person shooter free-to-play game that I recently had a chance to get some hands-on time with. X-Defiant, I believe I'm saying that correctly, but if you please can introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Scott Chrysostomo. I am an associate game director on X-Defiant.
And I am Patrick Price, and I am our systems designer.
Yeah. Thank you both for taking a few minutes to talk to me. So yesterday, got a couple hours with the game, hands-on time. And I have to admit, I'm going to have you actually explain what the game is, but I have to say right off the top, I was happily and pleasantly surprised with the experience that I had because I wasn't 100% sure what to expect when I played it. But speaking of that, kind of talk about the game. Exactly what is X-Defiant?
So I'll take this one. X-Defiant, it's a new free-to-play shooter that puts the various factions from the Ubisoft universe against each other in 6v6 matches.
So speaking on that, because that was the kind of the thing that I wasn't 100% sure how it was going to work. So there's these factions. Can you talk about exactly the different ones that you're taking from the Ubisoft universe?
I can take that. Yeah, so we have Echelon that comes from Splinter Cell. Phantoms comes from Ghost Recon, Libertad from Far Cry, DedSec from Watch Dogs, and of course the cleaners from The Division. And as well as, bringing the factions in, their universes are also in our game with our maps. So sharing love to some of the other Ubisoft IPs.
Yeah, and that was the thing about it that I really enjoyed, because I'm like, okay, so you're picking like these different characters from these various games. Like I found myself kind of defaulting to using the cleaners from the Division, but the map diversity as well was such a pleasant surprise to be able to see in that it was literally taking elements from these various, you know, Ubisoft franchises, which was great. But let's kind of just jump into the actual gameplay itself. It was pretty fast paced for the most part, but the actual weapon design, the weapon balances, kind of talk about some of the various weapons that you're seeing and the upgrade path for each one.
It's all you
got. Yeah. So, you know, we have our assault rifles, our submachine guns, our shotguns, our LMGs, marksman rifles, and our snipers. And of course our secondaries, our pistols, which most players are familiar with.
Yeah.
So to start out, you're going to pick, you'll default unlock each one of those weapons, and you'll pick a challenge to kind of unlock the others. And with that, you know, you're going to progress that weapon with weapon XP through getting kills, and various challenges. And that will unlock your, you know, your attachments and your kind of attachments are laid out through, multiple levels on each weapon. And then with that, you know, you have seven attachment categories, and you're able to select from five of them to kind of equip and really fine tune on your play style. Those attachments have different balancing traits and things like that, that really lets you kind of, you know, I want to play a certain way. Well, we want you to be able to do that.
Yeah. And that was, you know, because obviously like my first match, right, I just kind of jumped right into the middle of one. I'm like, what is going on? There's like all these things happening. So I noticed as we're progressing through, you would see that now all of a sudden I'm kind of unlocking some of these attachments that you're talking about. Can you talk about the difference between that to what you would potentially expect during the battle pass? Because I'm sure that's something a lot of people are going to want to understand. When are there any of these that are being unlocked in the battle pass, or is this just strictly cosmetic when it comes to that?
So I could talk about this one. So sure. In our battle pass, there's a lot of it is going to be cosmetic unlocks, but we will be featuring some new weapons that players can unlock on the free portion of the battle pass.
Okay.
And if they end up missing out on unlocking it during that season, they can still do legacy challenges later on to unlock those weapons.
Nice. So to be crystal clear on that, this is not a pay to win type of scenario when it comes to the battle pass. Even though there will be weapons that you can get from the battle pass, they will be in the free tier of that battle pass.
Correct. That is correct.
Fantastic. So now kind of going back to some of the factions and the different characters that you can unlock, was there were two things in there. Like it seemed like each character had like their own special like ability. Like again, just taking the cleaner as an example, I could have like the fire drone, right? I could select that as kind of an ability to be able to use. But then there was also, once you got to the kill streaks, there was that special ability that you got as well. Kind of talk about the variations in that.
Yeah, so all of our factions have we call them their ultras, their ultimate abilities. Yeah. And that, like you said, is it's built as you know, chain a bunch of kills and score as well. They have the unique, they have each faction has two unique abilities, and they both kind of differ, right? They allow you to play a different style within that faction. And then also there's the passive trait. So the passive trait is something that, you know, once you pick that faction, it's going to be active the entire time.
Right.
And it kind of, it really hones in on, you know, playing true to that faction. For example, cleaners, they have the incendiary round. So not only are you shooting your opponents, you're lighting them on fire, getting a little extra burn damage in there as well.
Yeah, I keep going back to the cleaners. I just found myself that was my favorite one to use for exactly everything that you're just saying.
Another cleaner.
but you know, just again going back to the gameplay of it, I mean, we had a blast in our couple hours being able to play it and kind of cycling through the various maps. And so answer this for me: were we playing against people from the studio during the session? Because it seemed like some people definitely had a lot more experience than we did, and they're being very coordinated, where we were kind of getting smoked at first. But towards the end, you know, once we started getting our communication down and getting some strategy going, you know, it was a little more balanced. But definitely I can see this being a highly competitive game. I don't know if you can talk about that a little bit.
Well, I can't tell you. I did actually jump in for two games yesterday. Just two. I don't know if I was in there, but yeah, there was definitely some people from the studio as well as some content creators. But yeah, it's talking about competitive. I mean, look, we want to build this community. You know, once we launch, build this community up and really give a game that's fun to play, and that you look forward to playing. And then You know, as we do that, definitely offer those competitive options through our rank play. Our rank play is something that, you know, we're really focused on making sure that it's a fun experience, because we don't have skill-based matchmaking in the game, right? In casual, there is no skill-based matchmaking whatsoever. And so in rank play, that's where you'll get that competitive experience, that more sweaty style of gameplay. Yeah, yeah. And so we want to offer both, and we want to keep just focusing on the game in general, keep them very close as possible, right? We don't want it to differ much at all.
Nice. So as we start to wrap this up, just kind of actually going into some of the modes that you can expect when we play, if you can kind of talk about that, because, you know, we definitely saw a nice variety of gameplay modes while we're playing.
Yeah, our modes are broken up into two categories. We've got our linear modes like escort and zone control. And then we've got our classic like arena style modes like domination and occupy. So yeah, it's they kind of break up into those two categories.
Nice. Well, let me bring up one specifically. I don't remember the exact name of it, but there was the mode where it was like the drone that, you know, it was trying to get to that destination. And, you know, we have to defend it. And you obviously have the offensive side. What is that mode? And kind of talk about the dynamic, how that works.
Yes, so I can take this. That's escort. Escort that package from, you know, the start to the finish line. So the attackers will progress through we call three checkpoints. And at each checkpoint, you kind of continue that progress. The map will expand. It will open up. The spawn points will shift for both teams. It is a little defensive favored, right, in terms of spawning a little bit closer to each checkpoint. But we kind of balance that with the respawn delays and things like that. And so, yeah, the it's really important for the attackers to kind of all jump on the package and get that maximum boost on the payload speed and escort that package as far as possible.
Yeah, I call that one out specifically because it was a very intense match when we were doing that. We had a blast, and it kind of highlighted what I think we can expect from X Defiant when it does come out. So, gentlemen, I know we're out of time here, so I do appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to me about the game, and really looking forward to it when it comes out.
Great. Thanks a lot, Paris.
Thank you so much, Paris.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so shout out to Paris, great job. And yeah, so let us know your feedback about the content, the hands-on impressions, and also interview. Let us know on Discord or hit us up on Twitter or email, fan mail. Contact us, that would be great. And until next time, we're out. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.